The Mets looking for their fifth win in six games, taking on the Cubs. Anthony Rizzo led off for the first time in his career Tuesday, and he went deep to lead off the game. Could he do it again on Wednesday facing Matt Harvey?
His first pitch tonight is hit in the air to center field, and that's it. Well, back goes Lagares to the warning track near the wall, and Rizzo has done it again, this time on the first pitch of the night. Can you believe that? Now Happ drives one to deep right field, and that's gone. Back-to-back home runs to start the night, and it's 2-0 Chicago.
And I know it's not ideal. Steven Matz to pinch hit with the bases loaded. Payoff pitch. Swinging a tapper left side. It'll go to the shortstop, firing across his body to first. Not in time! Steven Matz with an infield hit. It's 4-2.
And Curtis hits one down the right field line, headed toward the corner. It's out of here! Curtis Granderson gives the Mets the lead! 300th career home run. He lofts one to right field, back toward the wall.
Out of here!
Lucas Duda with a three-run homer.
The Mets win for the fifth time in six games, taking it 9-4. The Mets bullpen goes five scoreless innings as Jerry Blevins gets the win, moving to 4-0. Neil Walker had to leave the game in the third inning with a left leg injury. He'll undergo an MRI on Thursday. The Mets win for the fifth time in six games. Manager Terry Collins spoke after the game.
His respect for himself, his respect for the game, how he gets ready, same guy every day. You guys have been around him. He can be 0-for-5, and you would think he's 5-for-5. And that's how he approaches things. Doesn't give him a night off. He's not upset. He's not down. He gets ready to play. And you go through the years, and you've got that kind of an outlook. You don't get down. You just enjoy playing, and that's what he is.
Obviously, the Walker injury looked pretty bad at the time. What's your level of concern right now with him?
I'm concerned. Until I hear the doctor's report, though, and until we have it looked at tomorrow, I got nothing. But I saw the same thing you did, and it looked like it was pretty painful.
Was Harvey hurt? Was there something wrong tonight?
Can we not use the word hurt? Matt's arm is fatigued. So we asked him after the third inning. I had Dan check with him, and he just said his arm feels tired, but he said there was no discomfort, and he said, look, I'm okay. I'm using my other pitches, and he says just that there's nothing coming out. So I asked him, after the next inning, that was enough for me. We have enough issues here. Obviously, when you set him out there, and we didn't need it to get any worse. So we'll wait to see what happens.
You said he has arm fatigue. Is that something that just in the beginning of the game he said, or had he been experiencing
that
this week?
Didn't say a word to me in the beginning of the game until we approached him in the one inning. He threw a pitch in the third inning that was 89, and I asked Dan, I said, was that a fastball or was that a slider? And Dan said, I think it was a slider. So I said, well, we need to check on it. And so we'll have it looked at tomorrow and go from there.
Jerry?
After that fourth inning when Matz gets you that RBI single, is there a sense there that you got to find a way to win this game somehow, pulling all those pieces together?
I'll tell you, when Steven walked up to home plate and beat the play out, and there was a sense of in the dugout, hey, look, we're back in this thing. And certainly our bullpen did a nice job of holding them and gave us a chance to win the game. And you guys asked me before the game about, what's done for our bullpen with these guys giving us length. And you saw it tonight. We had three, four rested guys. Salas was rested, Saywald rested, Jerry was rested, and Addison was rested. So it helps out when they have some days off.
John.
So just to be clear, you wouldn't hit for Harvey there if not for your concern of what was going
on. That's correct,
John. Okay. And then did this feel like kind of just like a gut check type of a win with everything you had to overcome early?
This was a big win for us, especially going into tomorrow night. These guys are, I know what their record is, but they're still the world champs and they're still a very good team. And to come back against them, I think it was a great win for us.
Kevin.
Terry, four-man bench, got to get a guy hurt. For lack of a better term, how draining is it for you to manage your ass off and get a win like this?
Well, Steven Matz helped. I can tell you that. We got the guys on, and I turned around and I looked at Dickie Scott. I said, "Please tell me Cespedes is ready to hit," and he wasn't. So we just said, "Well, we'll go with Steven Matz," and he saved the manager tonight, I can tell you.
And to clarify, did you say you're going to get Matt's arm looked at tomorrow?
Yeah, we're going to have Matt looked at again, just as a precaution. Yeah.
What kind of?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, you'll go see the doctor. It's just again, you know, Kevin, like anything else. You know, when something's just abnormal, you know, it'd be one thing if Matt was, you know, 91, 92. It's another thing was 89. So I think we'll just probably have the doctor looked at it. And if it's nothing big, great. So.
Dave.
Terry, along those same lines, I mean, I think his first pitch, I mean, it was 94, which, you know, I don't know if it's something that happened specifically at that, because after that it vanished. So I just wondered, was that what
that
you guys saw too?
That was ball center. Yeah. That ball vanished.
I meant the velocity vanished after that. But, I mean, is that something that you guys noticed, or was it more gradual than that? Like, was it just from one pitch to all the way down to 90, or was that something?
Dave,
that,
I didn't see anything abnormal until the third inning when he threw a couple pitches that, you know, I just thought, God, was that a fastball? And, you know, I asked Dan, I said, was that a fastball? And he said, I don't know, but I'm going to ask. I said, well, between innings, you need to go find out. And he came back, and he said, he just said his arm's getting a little tired. So he said he feels fine. There's no discomfort. So we let him go back out. And, you know, then that inning got 90, 91, and I just said, there's got to be something. And if it's fatigued, then we're asking for trouble if to send him out anymore.
Curtis Granderson's 300th career homer gave the Mets the lead for good. He talked to the media after.
It's amazing to get a chance to just be able to have done this, have great coaching staff that's allowed me the opportunity to continue to get better. Kevin Long, Pat Rossler, and the rest of the Mets coaching staff, and then our team for keeping us in the game today. A very tough ball club with the Cubs, and to be able to have a situation to win it at the end was great.
You mentioned Kevin Long and the rest of the coaching staff. Our cameras caught a really nice moment between the two of you. He's been such a big part of your career. How instrumental is he in you reaching this milestone?
The biggest thing for him has been the confidence. I don't know, no matter what happens each day, he comes in ready to work. He's always behind all our guys, no matter who happens to be in the lineup. No matter if you make it out and put a good swing on it, he's always the next guy to get you back up there. So it's always been great to have Kevin in our corner, and I've got a chance to be able to play with him on both sides, so it's been really cool.
Curtis, over the last month, you're hitting well over 300. For you, what has been the key to this recent stretch of play?
Just keep swinging the bat. You know, Kevin, like I talked about, you know, with the confidence, understanding that we got a lot of at-bats over the course of the season. A lot of things are going to happen, both good and bad, but as long as you continue to put yourself in a situation to be able to be positive and get good hits, you got a chance to get some good results.
Matt Harvey with a no decision, allowing 4 runs and 4 innings of work. He talked after the game.
My arm was just not working at all. You know, in past games, it's taken a while to get loose and get warm, and obviously since the surgery, that's kind of been the issue.
Up next, the Mets host the Nationals on Thursday.